Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart, and we're here for another hour this week to spread some joy, hopefully, share some knowledge, and hang out and spend some time like you would with your friend over a cup of coffee in your living room, just chilling out and relaxing and talking about whatever comes to mind, whatever I think is pertinent, whatever suits my fancy that week. I do a prayer and meditation when I don't have a topic the night before I'm getting ready to do a show, and in the morning, typically, something is brought to my attention. I wake up with a topic on my mind, or shortly after waking, I'll get a topic. Sometimes my topics are chosen by you, the listeners, and by my clients. And when there's a question about something that people are not understanding, or they're looking for ways to improve themselves spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and they want to know, how can I improve myself? How can I change things? How can I work with my mind to better program my mind to help me achieve the things that I want? Any number of topics, we cover it all here. And I love the fact that it's just different every week. You're not strapped to the same old topic. I'm not confined by what everybody else talks about. I choose the topics that are pertinent to my listeners, or that I feel would be pertinent to my listeners and most helpful at that time, at that moment. So this week is kind of a no-brainer in that we had the attempted Trump assassination the other day, and I would like to have people's perspective on this, and I would like to know, I've asked this many times before on my show, how far down the rabbit hole do you really want to go? What do you believe is true? What do you believe is real and legitimate about that whole scenario? Do you honestly believe that former President Trump was actually shot, and the whole scenario about the shooter on the building and how people witnessed a shooter on the building and were trying to bring attention from lawmakers or Secret Service or whoever's attention they could grab? Hey, there's a shooter on the roof. Look, the people were looking, they were pointing, they were yelling. There's a shooter on the roof, he's right there. There's a guy on the roof, a guy on the roof. And all of the drama and all of the quote-unquote information that's come out as a result of that. We have so much information to digest over this event. How do you feel about it? I want you to come with me on a journey to challenge your mind and explore all possibilities in regards to not only this scenario, but any scenario that you encounter in life, especially in the political and social media and mainstream media circles. I know that it's been said, and there are people that are posting information, that supposedly Biden had a conversation where he and other people told him that Trump needed to go, and there's a lot of information out there that is indicating that, and just pretty much it's been open out there on the mainstream media that politicians, a lot of people have come out and said, we want him dead. And just the Hollywood Reporter did a little thing on, oh, Orange is the New Black actress Leah Delaria, who calls on Biden to assassinate Trump. This is a war. That was the headline of the article from Hollywood Reporter. Delaria posted a provocative message in the wake of the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. Trump is Hitler and this is 1940. Take him the F out. This is written by James Hibbert on July 2nd, 2024. Orange is the New Black actress Leah Delaria uploaded an intense Instagram speech calling on President Joe Biden to take advantage of the Supreme Court's newly defined executive immunity rules and assassinate Donald Trump. Delaria posted the video Monday in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling the former president is immune from prosecution for any official acts while in office. The ruling has led to speculation that a president could, in theory, assassinate a political rival and then call it an official act. Well, that's what Delaria rather provocatively called on Biden to do and likened the assassination to preemptively killing Adolf Hitler before World War II. Joe, you're a reasonable man, she said in a post that's garnered about 9,000 likes as of this publication. You don't want to do this, but here's the reality. This is an effing war. This is a war now, and we are fighting for our effing country. And these assholes are going to take it away. They're going to take it away. Thank you, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Uncle Thomas. Joe, you now have the right to take that B-I-T-C-H Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler, and this was 1940, would you take him out? Well, he is Hitler, and this is 1940. Take him the F out. Blow him up, or they'll blow us up. Facts. She added in the comments, it's all out war now. They will destroy us. They only want power. Like all tyrants, F them. And if any of you assholes want to death threat me like you have been doing for my entire life, bring it on, B-I-T-C-H. I'm Sicilian. I know how to play that game. Comments on the post were largely against Delaria's idea. Did you just publicly call for the President of the United States to murder his political opponent? One commenter wrote, if you want third world stuff to happen, move to a third world country, dear Jesus. Delaria is a SAG award-winning actress, comedian, and self-described professional lesbian who is credited with being the first openly gay comic to appear on American television with her 1993 appearance on The Arsenio Hall Show. She's best known for playing inmate Carrie Big Boo Black on Netflix's Orange is the New Black, and is also known for her work on Broadway. A representative for Delaria was asked for additional comment or context. This isn't the first time Delaria has posted something provocative on Instagram regarding Trump that raised eyebrows. After the 2016 election, Delaria posted that she wanted to pick up a baseball bat and take out every effing Republican and independent I see. You want to hear something really interesting? When I bring up the Merriam-Webster definition of provocative, AI-driven much, it's got examples of provocative in a sentence. A thoughtful and provocative book, it was one of her more provocative suggestions, or she was wearing a very provocative outfit. Recent examples on the web, oh my goodness, scroll down. And this isn't the first time Delaria has posted something provocative on Instagram regarding Trump that raised eyebrows. James Hibbard, The Hollywood Reporter, 2nd July 2024. So it's already, AI picked it up as a recent example, connected it with Merriam-Webster. So this girl's getting a lot of airplay over her statements. Provocative to me, and I understand the textbook definition. I was an English major, believe it or not. That was one of my majors. But I like to think of provocative as a sexy dress or an alluring stare or something sensual between yourself and your partner, a knowing look, a glance across the table, old school, having a gentleman light your cigarette. Does anybody remember Casablanca and some of those really romantic old school movies and the energy and just the sultry qualities that were evoked from watching a scenario like that? To me, that's what I'd like to focus on as far as provocative. This BS, and oh, by the way, I'm going to title this episode Red, White, and Bullshit, because I believe a lot of this is bullshit, but we'll talk about that. I would just like to focus on the positive things. And so when we look at these stories that are coming out about Biden said put Trump in the bullseye, and conversations were supposedly had where he was told he should get rid of him. There's been a lot of stories like this that have been coming out leading up to this incident, amping up the energy and planting the seeds that something was going to happen to Trump. The bullseye comment from Biden, this actress's comment, all of the other stories that you may have encountered that indicate that Biden had conversations about offing Trump, that congressmen, senators, whatever, were talking and having a private conversation behind the scenes and it was caught on tape. All of this is amping up the energy for something to happen to Trump. And then, oh, imagine that, something happens to Trump. Did you know that in the Illuminati card game, if any of you are familiar with that, check it out, look it up. It came out in 1994, and there is a card, Enough is Enough. There's a card. At any time, at any place, our snipers can drop you. Have a nice day. Coincidence? Nothing's a coincidence. Now, I'm gifted, so I'm not saying that it's not possible that psychics didn't predict the event that happened, but there is a video also circulating Telegram and the internet about, it's a heavyset ball guy, and he did this prophecy where he was shown, or claims to have been shown, that Trump got shot and that his ear was injured, and he says that the eardrum was burst. I don't know that I've heard any stories about that part, but anyway, he had the ear right, and he had the part that he ducked down right, and that he was okay right. So it's, you know, it's all speculative. Did this guy really have this prophecy a couple months ago, or is this something else that was put into the mainstream media to make people believe that this was actually a real event? Do you think it was a real event? I'm challenging you here to look at all of the information, take everything collectively as a whole, put your personal feelings outside of this equation, and look at all of the information that's been gathered from an objective perspective, if at all possible. And trust me, people, I was a Trump advocate for a long time. I was shown in vision before his election that he would get elected. I was shown some of the things that Hillary was doing, and I was given the opportunity to see, and I was told that he would do great things for this country, but to watch him later. Be careful of him later, watch him later, watch his actions later. And I've got a lot of reason to believe that my vision has a lot of credence and carries a lot of weight. I trust in what I see because, quite honestly, I'm very rarely wrong. And I'm not saying that from an egotistical perspective. I just believe in myself and what information is given to me because it's almost always right. We're really, really close, if not 100% right, to what's going on. So, yeah, it's possible this guy saw something. It just, there's a lot of things in this story that just don't make a lot of sense to me. I watched the clip so many times, I can't even tell you. But one thing that also struck me, and maybe this is just my perspective, is the blood on Trump's face looked really red and really bright to me. Almost like one of those fake blood capsules. I am going to put that out there because it's how it appeared to me when I saw the image, it looked fake. Something else that I noticed particularly, and I said it immediately when I watched the clip of the shooting, was, did anyone else notice Vincent Fusco, I think his name is Fusco, sitting immediately behind Trump during the rally? Now, anybody who knows anything about the underground stories, this guy has been at so many of Trump's political debates, and he's always sitting pretty close in the background with his wife, or what they say is his wife. There's a woman with him with blonde hair, and the rumor mill has run rampant over the past couple of years that a lot of people seem to think that this is JFK in disguise, and that it's his wife with him, that they didn't die in the plane crash. And also, there's a lot of speculation that when Kennedy didn't die, he and Trump maintained their relationship. And there's a lot of stories out also in the underground that Trump supposedly was going to make him his running mate in the next election. I've seen countless clips of Trump when he was in office. There was one where he was getting onto a helicopter and he was calling out the name, Kennedy's first name, and a man appeared at the doorway of the helicopter and kind of looked out when Trump called to him, or was sitting there and looked out when Trump called to him. So there's all of that too that's going on. There's that whole movement of people who believe that Kennedy wasn't assassinated and he's still alive, and he and Caroline didn't die in the helicopter crash, and that he's been secretly working with Trump behind the scenes, and he's gonna come back, and, you know, he's going to be our next vice president / president. Also, that's the same group of people that tend to believe that stars like Marilyn Monroe, Elvis, Michael Jackson, that they all, you know, turned on their professional peers and maybe talked about some things that were going on, and so they were put into some sort of witness protection program where they didn't really die, they're still alive, but they're living in relative obscurity. For instance, with Elvis, supposedly he's a preacher or a pastor like in Tennessee, and it's just, maybe I don't have the state right, but some southern state, but you get the idea. There are so much rumors that are swirling and so much disinfo that's been surrounding politics, and the drama just keeps getting better and better. It's almost better than any cheesy soap opera on some levels, but to me on some levels it's just as cheesy, if not more cheesy. We know that Trump is an actor. He was in Home Alone. Does anyone remember the clip of him at the WWE where he jumped up in his pink tie and supposedly pummeled Vince McMahon and knocked him to the ground and punched him a bunch of times in the head and then got up and raised his fist in the air in this glorious, glorious show of victory, just like he did the day of the shooting? This is a habitual thing that Trump does. He puts his fist up in the air and pumps it. There's just so much drama, and my intuition, I just hear in my head over and over again, it's the same old story that I've been telling you guys about for years. It's the Roman Colosseum. Distract. Get them away from what they should be listening to or paying attention to, and diverting them with stupid entertainment. Is this a form of stupid entertainment, or was this a legitimate attempted assassination on our former president? How much of this has been created to further divide the political masses? We are on the verge of a spiritual uprising. I do believe that. a spiritual enlightenment of sorts. Not from a New Age perspective, but I feel as though many people are waking up and they're catching wise to a lot of the lies that we've been told, from the jab to Wuhan to political things that have happened, Afghanistan and the whole debacle in the Ukraine and all of that. And is Putin a good guy or a bad guy? And did he really take out all the chemical plants in the Ukraine? And were his actions really to help the Ukrainian people and release them from the corruption of the Americans who had, and other countries, but the Americans, like supposedly Nancy Pelosi and some high political figures, Hunter Biden, had crooked ties to Ukraine? And was Putin trying to release the people from all of that? There's just so much on the table that we don't know, and we have to glean what we can from mainstream and underground media to form an opinion. But what resonates in your gut? What's your gut tell you? Just because they say it so, does that make it so? As I said earlier, I supported Trump and I was in favor of Trump while he was in office. But I also remember the vaccination debacle, and in my opinion, I don't think he towed the line with that as well as he could have / should have. That's my opinion. And that's also in line with what I was shown, that he would do great things for this country, but to watch him later. While I would tend to agree that on the outside, he is absolutely the lesser of two evils, and should I choose to vote in the next election, I would absolutely vote for him. And I did in the primary, by the way. But how much of this is theater? How much of the Dominion voting debacle are we going to encounter in the next election? There's definitely a stage being set here to literally trump up Trump and make him out to be some sort of hero or martyr, perhaps. Are we setting the stage for another attempt that is possibly successful, that will martyr this man and then kind of propel the country into some sort of civil war? Why are the statements being made now by Biden and company and all of these Democratic political figures that have been openly in some circles bashing the Republicans and what they stand for and mocking them and making fun of them, now all of a sudden, oh my gosh, we all need to join together, there's no reason for violence, we shouldn't be doing this, we're all one nation, everyone should have a right to free speech? Really? How many people, how many of you, or how many people do you know that have been banned from Facebook or social media, or their story's been taken down because it doesn't match up or align with their content that they call fake news, when in reality they're the ones that are putting out the fake news? Anything that has any essence of truth to it gets taken down because it doesn't meet Facebook's political standards or Facebook's standards or whatever it is that they call it. How many of you have been censored? How many of your family have been censored? How many of you have been put in Facebook jail? Right? But now these guys can come out and turn the other cheek, or actually talk out the other side of their cheek and say, oh my goodness, this shouldn't have happened. We need to join together as a people. Yada, yada, yada. Really? Same guys. A couple days a week ago. We need to put them in the bullseye. We need to have him taken out. And then something happens, and now it's the other way. Again, this might be a bitter pill for some people to swallow, to entertain the thought that some of this, if not all of this, may have been created, may not be real. There is always, and I repeat, always an underlying agenda with these people. They never, ever, ever tell you the truth, and they never tell you what their end game is going to be, where they want you to go, in what direction they want to steer you. They'll just put a bunch of stories up on social media and have the newscasters from across the country all read from the same script. Subliminal. And the reproduction and the repetitiveness of the statements that they want you to embrace. You've seen for how many years, get your flu shot, get your COVID shot, on every sign at every pharmacy and Walmart pretty much across America. You've heard it on commercials, you've heard it on the radio, you've seen it on television, you've heard political figures tell you, and actually in some cases demand, that you get the shot. You've heard people, political figures, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Biden, you know, F you if you don't get the shot kind of thing, or, you know, threatening almost, if you don't get the jab, what's going to happen? Does it make sense now a little bit that there should be a light going off in some of your heads, like, wait a minute, some of this just isn't making sense, and some of this could be manufactured, if not all of it. Because the power of persuasion, and it's a psychological tactic, the power of repetitiveness, ingrains something almost into your subconscious. So the more you hear about it, the more you visually see it, it becomes part of you. You believe it over time. It's the repetitive, over and over and over, it's a psyop. It's something that they've done for years in military operations in North Korea and places like that, where they went overhead and they blasted these announcements over and over and over to try and upset the soldiers and keep them from sleeping and to make them believe that, oh, we're, come here and tell us if you have anything to say, and we'll embrace you, and we'll be your friend. And anybody watched MASH? There's quite a bit of truth to shows like that, because they do put truth in the movies and the shows that are created. There is an element. They have to tell you that's the contract. So they'll put it into movies and shows and music and social media and mainstream media. They're trying to guide you in this direction. And the repetitiveness, yes, it reacts with your psyche. You hear it long enough and you believe it. It's the same as what I teach you for positive manifestation. It's the same that I teach you for changing your mindset. If you program your mindset over and over and over to react one way to a situation, or to not react a certain way to a situation, or to react, I'm going to, if somebody insults me today, not say anything, look at them, breathe, think about what I want to say, and make just a simple statement that lets them know that, you know what, you can't talk to me that way, or I don't accept that comment from you, without going off the deep end, right? I teach people this all the time. And so they've been using these tactics for years on the other side. The repetitiveness, the changing the mindset. It's in subliminal advertising on our television. In these video games, you've heard me talk for years about how detrimental video games are for people, for children especially. You don't know what's in them. They're there to manifest violence. There's programming in those videos, in videos in general, in music, in TV, there's subliminals everywhere. They Live, the movie, had so much truth in it. You guys know this. We'll talk about the whole shooting perspective in the Secret Service after the break, and hopefully have some time to cover some uplifting stuff as well. But I'm asking everybody to have an open mind here and not be hating on me because I'm suggesting that this could be an orchestrated event. But to open up your mind, pray on it, meditate on it, look at all of the stuff that's being put out there, and look at it all objectively and form your own pieces to the puzzle. It is possible. And if I can just get you to see that possibility and be open to that, I think we can move mountains together. And the reason that I say that is because this is a divide and conquer scenario. It's to create dissent. Whereas if we all can kind of understand that we're being driven in a certain direction, and we need to have the ability to think clearly and on our own and still love and help our neighbors and do the right thing and not have political events separate us, but to respect each other's differences to a degree, as long as they don't interfere with our private beliefs. Live and let live, right? And just try and come together as a whole, as a collective consciousness, and pray and meditate on the best scenario happening for us as a whole species across the globe. For us to realize that we're all in this together and we're being played. It's just to what degree we're being played do you choose to believe? Think about that. We're going to take a musical break. I'm going to put on my good buddy Pat Carr in a few minutes. But before I do, I'd like to tout this station. I'm on 3 networks right now. Thank you so much for listening. I'm looking to pick up more networks as we go along. But we are all listener funded. Each platform is totally listener funded. And it's so important that whatever you can give back as a donation, we are so grateful and appreciative for that because it keeps us going. It keeps quality shows going. It gives you something to listen to when you have nothing else to do, when you're driving home from work or you're sitting in your office or you're just bored, right? So check out the other shows on the network. Check out the homepage. Check out the chat room. Jump in there if you feel so inclined. But anything that you can do to help us, we gratefully appreciate. Please consider becoming, if you have your own business, be a superstar and promote your business on our network. It's a mutually beneficial way to support us and to help you get the word out about what amazing products you have to offer the people or what great services you can provide. If you don't have a professional commercial, please contact the owner of the station, and I'm sure that he and the producer can put something suitable together for you that you will just be so happy with. And just let's work together. If you need some counseling, if you need life coaching, if you need help with spiritual issues, if you need help just gaining ground and trying to feel better, eliminating anxiety or anger or wanting to have a more joyful approach to life, or possibly just wanting to be open to the energies that surround us and be able to utilize those to effectively reach your goals. And this isn't a prosperity ministry type thing, and it's not a New Age type thing. It's a way of learning to reprogram your mind and shift your mind and your body into being healthy and happy and putting your life in the direction that you want it to go. Then contact me at Maggie_Heart. That's Maggie_Heart, Heart, at outlook.com. I do have a website under construction. Hopefully it'll be done soon. I know a lot of you are tired of hearing that, but it is coming. It is coming to fruition. And you can reach me on Instagram too. You can message me that way. If I don't reach you with your email, if I don't get back to you in your initial email, please hit me up again. Sometimes the range, depending on where I'm at, is not the best. It doesn't mean by any means that I'm ignoring you. It's just that I may be out of range for a while. So hit me up again and remind me, and I will definitely get back to you and set up an appointment. I do personal appointments as well as Zoom and Skype and phone appointments. For intuitive guidance or anything that you need, I'm here to help. Please contact me. So, my song is by Pat Carr. He's my good buddy, an amazing original artist from Louisiana. You can reach him at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. And we'll be back after this. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Gonna buy a radio station. Play a little music on the air. Spread a little love to the people out there. Gonna go out walking in the world. Breathe a little clean, fresh air. Find a place to offer up a silent prayer. All those years I spent in lonely isolation, claiming I had no regrets for the things I'd done. Filled my mind, drained my body, stained my soul, but now I'm fine, 'cause I know that my Lord has made me whole. I'm gonna buy a radio station, play a little music on the air, spread a little love to the people out there. Gonna do some talking about Jesus, telling everybody everywhere, to turn the people on to the love that's there.
We are back for the second half of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart. Thank you all for listening. You have just heard Radio Station by my good buddy, Pat Carr. Please check him out and tell him Maggie sent you. He'd be grateful to hear your feedback. So in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about some details that were surrounding the shooter and the Secret Service for the Trump rally the other day. And I'd like to share some information with you that you may or may not have already been privy to that may help to make a decision for you as to whether or not this was a legitimate assassination attempt or was it drama created for a goal that's in place to happen a little bit further down our timeline. Well, I would like to say that in the case of a false flag event, for any of you that believe in false flag events, that doesn't mean that people did not necessarily legitimately be hurt or injured. And it doesn't necessarily mean that people were not actually killed in these scenarios. We have to remember the depravity that's involved in the forces that are utterly evil. And we have to remember that human lives mean virtually nothing to them, especially if it's going to get them closer to their end game, to their end goal. And so in the case of the gentleman that was a fireman, I believe, that was shot, that was protecting his wife and child, I'm not going to say that that was not a real thing, because I don't know that for sure. We know that there have been crisis actors in other situations in false flags events, and if you believe in that theory, I've seen and talked about on my shows many different stories about people who were reported to have been shot, and then come to find out that they were a crisis actor, that they're alive and well in other videos. So it's a possibility, but in this case, I'm not sure that people were not
killed.
That in itself is so heinous and upsetting to me, who wants all of humanity to be okay and happy and healthy. And this is the girl that cries over turkey eggs that don't yeah, the other birds. I had a situation this week that I had a turkey on the nest, and when the mama turkey went off to get some food to have some energy to sit on the nest, the chickens came and took the eggs away and destroyed the eggs that she was nesting on, and it created such a sense of sadness for me. I understand that it's nature at work, but when I saw the mama come back to the nest, and there were five eggs, and then I saw her carrying around an empty egg shell in her beak, and she was running frantically around the yard, and there was a rooster and a chicken chasing her, trying to get that shell. At first, what I thought was, okay, these aren't productive and viable eggs, and she knows that somehow, and so she's destroyed them and looking to get rid of the remains. But then yesterday, I went out to check on her, and she was off the nest getting some food, and there were five eggs and then two that were destroyed, and then there were three eggs left on the nest yesterday, or actually the day before yesterday when I witnessed this. And I was so happy that there were three eggs left for Mama to sit on. And so yesterday I went out to check on her, and there was only one egg left in the nest, and she had gotten up to get something to eat, and the chickens were surrounding the nest. And it was at that point that I realized, oh no, she did not take the ones that were not viable. As she gets up to feed and stretch her legs and get some food for energy, the chickens had found her nest and were coming and destroying and taking the eggs. So I went and I saw that they were surrounding the nest, and it was just at that point, here comes the rooster, and he comes right up to the side of the nest, and he's just getting ready to peck that last egg, and I shooed them all away, and I guarded the nest until Mama Turkey, who I could see was in the pen getting some food, came up out and walked around, and she saw me standing there, and she was hesitant because she didn't want me to realize that her nest was there. She felt threatened by that. And so I backed up and I said, go ahead, Mama, it's okay, go get your baby, go get your nest. And I watched her walk down to the nest, and she looked down at the one egg that remained, and she kind of looked around all confused, and then looked down and plopped herself heavily on the last remaining egg and literally let out this body sigh. It was this sigh of dejection, of resignation, that only one of her baby eggs remained. And that just touched me so deeply, because I feel everything so deeply and strongly at times. You can imagine what the scenario from the thought of somebody perishing, what feeling that evokes in me, and the emotions that play out, as I'm sure they do you as well. We're a caring, feeling people, most of us. And it's sad to think about somebody dying unnecessarily. It's sad to think about someone dying in general, and the suffering that ensues as a result from the surviving family members, and what mentally they must be struggling with, and what they must be going through. The grief, the trauma, the dealing with everything, the recognizing the loss and coming to grips with all of that, the arrangements that need to be made, all of it is so sad. And I do keep everybody in prayer and positive energy that was negatively afflicted and affected from not only this situation, but any situation in general where there's human suffering. I always try to pray and send positive energy to the people involved and try to uplift them and keep them strong in spirit and realize that there are people that love them and that care and support them, even if it's not somebody that they know personally, so that they're just able to hopefully feel that energy and get that sense of love and compassion and empathy, support, all of that. So moving on to the shooter scenario, there have been many interviews that I've seen and lots of clips out there generating of people who were pointing to the shooter on the roof and trying to direct attention from either the police or Secret Service or whoever was nearby. Look, there's a guy on the roof. Look, he's over there. There's a guy there on the roof. And then there's also a story that I watched that there was a ladder that traversed the area, the roof that the guy was on, supposedly. And how did he get there without nobody seeing him? I also watched the clip from Dan Bongino, who was a former Secret Service agent, and his evaluation and assessment of the situation and how he thought that things were handled very improperly in regards to the whole scenario. And I've also seen stories where the shooter of the person who shot the shooter, and ostensibly he was waiting for the order to shoot and was not given the order to shoot. And when the shooter started firing into the crowd and at Trump, that's when he took the initiative on his own to shoot back and kill the perpetrator. And as a result, there are stories circulating that I've seen that say that he has been called out on the carpet and released from his position because he didn't follow orders. And so that's another whirlwind of emotions and anger that has totally exacerbated the situation from people who have heard about this and wondering why. Why did this happen? Why did this, you know, they saw the shooter, the guy had him in his sights, he's waiting for the order to shoot to kill, and he's not given that order. And why was he released from his position for not following orders when he was saving not only the lives of innocent bystanders, but a former president and potential reelected president of our country? Something doesn't seem kosher about that. And I just want to go back to the whole Vincent Fusco thing for a minute. Anybody that noticed him sitting in the background for this debate would clearly see that during the events that ensued, that he remained not only calm, but positively placid. Now, this is a guy, whether or not he's Kennedy or whomever he is, that has been filmed at many debates in the background. So he's obviously some sort of person that's close to Trump or has some pull somewhere along the line. And for him to witness his friend, his peer, his buddy, his political partner, whatever, shot at, and also him sitting right behind him, you would think that he would be a little more upset at the situation and be a little more concerned for his personal well-being. He just kind of sat there and was very calm about the whole situation, almost as though he was watching in between innings of a ball game. There was no sense of urgency about him. There was no sense of panic about him. He just seemed to be sitting there objectively viewing the scenario and acting like he wasn't in danger at all, when he was only a matter of feet from Trump when it happened. It just, that struck me as a very, very odd also. I personally would be freaking out if somebody that I knew, cared about, was a friend with, loved, whatever, was being shot at and I'm witnessing it. And furthermore, if I were so close to the scenario, first thing I would do would be drop, duck for cover, and then try and make my way over to that person to make sure that they were okay. Understanding that Secret Service would be doing their job, but I still would want to find out and know that they were okay. I wouldn't be sitting there watching the events transpire as though I were watching a B-grade movie on a screen in a theater. That's just me. Something about that was weird. If anyone has seen the pictures of the shooter post-demise, there are a lot of people that feel as though it's not the same guy, that he looks different, and then there's also a lot of speculation about the blood and the areas that were covered in blood and, you know, where is the exit wound, and if there's a mark on his chest, if the guy was laying flat, how do you put a bullet in his chest? And there's a lot of speculation on things like that. Now, I'm not a ballistics expert, but I do know how to handle a gun, and I have shot for many years, and there's something about the picture of the deceased that just strikes me the wrong way as well. When I look at it, it doesn't look like a headshot wound would look to me, I don't think, from a high caliber rifle, but that's just me, you know. I mean, the way that the blood pattern is on the face and the teeth missing and all of that, I don't know, just something doesn't seem right there as well. When I focus on the picture, it doesn't look legitimate to me. That's just, again, my opinion. There were also some people commenting that he had gauged earrings or gauged ears and that they weren't evident in the body. I don't know about all that. Just things that people noticed that they feel as well doesn't seem right. Next, I'd like to play you a clip that was on TikTok identifying the shooter, and then after that, there's a commercial from BlackRock. I'm just going to play the audio, and then I'll explain to you after that what they're showing in the video, because obviously you can't see it.
The FBI, I'm being told, has now identified the shooter. Do we have the identity? Can we have this? Okay, so here we are being told, so with the FBI, let me just read this right here. The FBI has identified, the name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. He is 20 years old of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania.
So during the music, they're showing several different pictures of this person in different stages of youth and growing up, different angle shots. Then we switch to a BlackRock commercial. In the first frame, in the front desk on the right, there's a kid that looks remarkably like the shooter.
My name is Brian DeLallo. I teach AP and Honors Economics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Financial well-being to me is knowing that I can be free to do the things that I love to do. I hope when I retire someday, they say, you know, that guy made this place a special place to come to school and gave as much as he could to help the community.
So flashing across the screen during that video, it says BlackRock helps manage pension plan assets that cover roughly half of U.S. public school teachers. And then toward the end of the video, they show the same student sitting at the desk. And again, it looks amazingly like the shooter. And this video, this commercial was shot in Pennsylvania, no pun intended, but was filmed in Pennsylvania. Isn't that a coincidence? Nothing's a coincidence. What do you think about that? Try and check it out. It's on TikTok. It says at DANDENXVU9Q. So I don't know if that helps you, if you got TikTok to find the video. I'm not on TikTok, but it was shared over to Telegram, and that's how I got it. I got it off Disclosure Hub. And the owner of that channel has many, many times told people to go ahead and share the information that he puts on his channel. But I just wanted to give him a shout out anyway. So just some other things that don't make sense to me. When I look at the victim's ears, I blow up the picture and I'm just not seeing any ear gauges like the victim supposedly had. So just some food for thought and another perspective that I'd like everybody to be aware of and take into consideration. Was this real? Is it live or is it Memorex? I'll let you be the judge. Where are we going with all this? If you do believe that it was a legitimate attempt on our president's life, former president's life, and hopefully future president's life, then I commend you. If you believe it's a conspiracy theory, I commend you. But all I ask is that you just look at every facet of what's involved. And again, from an objective perspective, look at all of the information that's put out before you and make an informed judgment based on that. And go with your gut. Listen to what your intuition is telling you in this regard, as well as in daily events throughout the day, throughout your life. Learn to develop and listen to your intuition and see where it takes you. If you feel as though this is a conspiracy theory and it's impossible, Napoleon Bonaparte said, "Impossible is a word to be found only in the dictionary of fools." Thomas Jefferson said, "Errors of opinion may be tolerated where reason is left free to combat it." Buddha said, "Three things cannot be long hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth." And Seneca said, "It's not because things are difficult that we dare not venture. It's because we dare not venture that they are difficult." When we work with holistic healing and from a positive perspective, I'm going to borrow from the words of Bearheart, who wrote the book, "The Wind is My Mother," to try and help you understand that whatever evil these people are creating and whatever nefarious purposes, it will come back to them at some point. "When power is misused to hurt others, our people say you always pay for it in one way or another. If you use it out of envy or out of revenge, you can cripple someone. And when you do that, you pay for it, maybe in the loss of a loved one or some great tragedy to yourself or to your bloodline. And if nothing like this seems to happen, at one point, when you leave this earth, you're going to have to face the one who gave you this power in the first place. And he's going to ask, 'I gave you certain knowledge, certain power. How well did you use it?' You're going to have to answer him. You cannot lie." He also says, "We regard our sacred areas and ceremonies very highly, but it's said that in these good places, the powers or energies on the dark side are always lurking, trying to get in. These are energies and people who don't like the light side of things. They don't want people praying, especially for one another. Some practice these dark powers to bring about disastrous results in the life of those people they think of as too good. People who are in the work of helping others often seem to be targets for those who don't practice our way of helping. But from all my years of training, I have a sort of built-in protection. If anyone gets really, really mad at me, as long as I don't retort with the same kind of energy, something bad happens to them. I don't do it. They do it to themselves. If I'm taking care of the medicine in a good way, that is the Great Spirit's way of taking care of his own." So know that this is all going to come back on these people. And when we spread love and kindness and bring our energy together and just unite as a people and help each other, we go so much farther on our journey than we would originally have gone, rather than living in negativity and hate and spreading violence. And I hate Republicans, I hate Democrats, all of that. Let it go. Let it go. Be concerned with yourself, your families, the situations around you that you can positively affect. Do the best that you can to be a good person, and everything's going to be okay. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.